Hey, everybody. Full Spectrum Cycling. This is show 249, the show after the show.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That was a big show.
Tony just hipped me to the fact that something happened in the export, and it's all echoey.
Live in Pompeii.
I think I can fix that. I don't know what happened.
I hope so.
Some sort of weirdness.
I had to take one for the team and listen to it, but it was like,
well, I did listen to the whole thing before it got exported, and then something happened, so I don't know. All I know is that El Rongo sounded pretty good on the video and all that. So and thanks, Jeff and Mars, because those guys rule.
Extra thanks from keeping the volume down for the first set so Daniel could sit there and be enthralled by Jeff's playing.
That he was didn't pretty move. Like music soothes it, the it was savage amazing. Beast.
It was amazing.
It was like he just had his head all cocked inside.
Yep, he ran nonstop until Jeff played his first riff. And
he was all over the stage beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sat in that chair and didn't budge.
Did you see the spot where he hit the table and was like, yo. That was pretty good because he came up and the camera was all like, do.
Great.
It was good.
Cool.
Here we are in the, newly rearranged studio. I'm not even sure it's going to stay this way, but we got JK.
Hello. It's slimming this way.
Is it? Oh, good.
I don't know.
Nice. Well, I need all you can get. Tony with the glasses over there.
Yeah, I left my glasses.
Look how cool
somewhere.
He is.
Back in the back 40, Hunter sitting back there observing. And we got, this is Brett right here. Brett's,
hello.
Brett's got some stuff to talk about in a little bit. And,
a little bit.
Yeah. Little bit. I guess the idea is Hunter doesn't talk. And you do, right?
He's the muscle, man.
Just coach.
You're the muscle. Muscle.
There we go. There we
go. Blink twice if you're safe.
Right? I don't even know where to start today. Well, I want to, the picture that Tony sent, did you see that with the Van Moof?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I did take a full look at it, too, and you're right. The electronics are removed.
Right.
So that's under the library?
Yes.
Covering?
Which I will have the picture in the show notes. But the deal is, which I'm going to put a TV here so we could put that on there later. It's going to be cool. I think the place where the lock was going into was the button that you used to push to make changes to stuff or something. But it is the goofiest thing in the world.
All right.
He has put an ABUS lock through it. And then you can clip it to the side. It's absolute. I'm like, okay.
All right.
It's probably a pretty reasonably light bike as a single speed setup with all the guts and the batteries removed.
I was just like, how is that thing not going to have an issue at
fold
one point?
On itself.
And then
at first I pulled up, I'm like, who would leave a Vemut locked out at UWM overnight? Because it was there yesterday when I left work. And then I took a closer look at it. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Well, yeah, so they had to be one of the people that got they got bricked.
They
so
got
they
screwed.
Couldn't
yeah, exactly.
do anything. And so I was like, how does the seat post go through there? But it's got a hole in the back of it.
Dear Liza.
It's weird. Liza. But so they just took the hole. It's the guts of the electronics part, not the battery.
Right,
probably
right.
The battery's in the down tube, I guess, whatever.
So I'm sure they yanked that out too.
But, you know, your McLaren folks bought the company, so maybe they'll do something. They're like,
come back.
I signed up for their thing to tell me when they're going to do something.
Right. Oh, you're in the know.
Could be like
it says,
7 years.
By the way, notifications at all times.
I forget what they
call
it.
You want the push ones? Oh, yes.
They had a warranty or a service thing called, like, we're super good guys and you should love us or something to that effect. And McLaren's like, to make the company sustainable, we will not be honoring those warranties.
Of course they won't.
And like they missed a major, you know, PR thing by saying, hey, I know you guys got fucked, but we're going to take care of you.
Right. We are McLaren. We are super wealthy.
How much money do they have? Billions of dollars? Maybe you could just suck it up and pay the whatever
pittance.
Few millions that
it's going to cost you. The bigger the PR you'd get.
Right? They fucked up.
Yeah. Happens. Yeah. It's big business.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Can McLaren bring him back? I don't know. We'll find out when they email us, I guess.
If.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think of the party? Was it good?
I had a great time.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was good.
I especially had a great time if I looked at my amorphic bill again because, whew, it's a big one.
Was it?
Mine
wasn't. Mine wasn't that big.
My wife felt pretty good. She really found the she really liked the cider. That's all I'm gonna say. Or the seltzer.
Oh, you're the
seltzer. I will take another comment about that offline.
You were okay. Right well, now. No, buying for two is
I actually
more well, sticker shock than you're. I'm used.
I know.
Wendy. I had helped Damien out, and oh god, let's. Sorry, I'm gonna digress forever because Damien's food was so good. I mean, everybody's food was great.
Yeah.
But those damn arancinis.
Oh, yeah. And there were little tiny little
there
suckers.
Was no, there were none left bites. At the end.
They were like the two-bite.
There were none left because like there should not have been any left.
But arancini.
Yeah, it was just like, awesome. it was like an Italian, as he would have called it, it was an Italian arancini, not a Sicilian
arancini. Oh, yeah, not the softball size, right, like the Gloriosos. Right.
Yeah. Right. Which I really like. So.
Yeah, they each
and
have
Damien's
their place.
Are good, too, at
you know, Scardinas.
At Scardinas. We get those quite a bit. Yeah, so that helped. But yes, that was a really fun time.
I kept trying to push money at Damien, and he kept saying, don't worry about it. I'm like, nice.
Okay.
I did give
him. We're going to do something very nice for him.
He wanted a Roadrunner bag like you have, so I gave him a Roadrunner hip pack, which it certainly didn't cover the bill, but he's, you know,
it's an appetizer.
He is such a good dude.
Yeah, so he took care of us for sure.
He had so much fun in the River West 24. It was hilarious. First time doing it.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Made me be his team captain. I'm like, I'm solo now, dude. He's like, oh,
no,
please.
Come on. Aren't you going to do it again?
I remember running into you during the race at the beginning of that.
I'm like, okay, here you go.
I totally think you're going to be captain again.
He's already asked me to be. I'm like, yeah, well.
You might as well. You know? And just make sure that they know to stop at bonuses because I think Damien was kind of on board, but a couple of the other guys were just ripping laps. It's like, that's great. You're going fast, but you gotta stop. Yeah,
you'll get a lot more points if you don't do that.
Man, you've been able to finish the River West in the top tier doing hot laps in a long time.
Yeah, no that's been, that's
like
going
that no
12, 14
that
years back.
It's like the cutting crew or those jackasses from Chicago.
Yep.
The guys from Minnesota. There was all kinds
wherever
of
wherever they're
ones.
From. Yeah, whatever. You don't get a whole lot of out of towners much anymore, do you?
Well, remember when the one year the guy came in after like moving like an apartment, like the contents of an entire apartment. He's like, oh yeah, and he was like Russian, the Russian guy on your team.
Oh, the aerospace engineer.
Yeah.
What was it on Tony's team?
Yeah.
What was his name? A skinny kid?
Oh, Yuri.
Yuri.
Yeah, Yuri Zobachev. You're right, Russian kid. I should have put that together right away.
Yeah, that's what
he now lives in Arizona in some big mansion.
Yeah, he worked for like astrophysics or somebody
He went to aeronautics initially. And
but yeah, the guy was just a crusher.
The funniest thing about him is we built him that nice Soma smoothie. He threw a bunch of carbon parts on it because he wanted to be cool, and now he drives a Harley. So he's I've lost all. You're listening. Dream, sorry, man. Dude.
Yeah, you don't get to have a Harley and be a weight weenie at the
right,
same time.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, dude.
Don't work like that.
Carbon fiber Harley would be kind of cool, though.
Okay.
No Harley would be cool. Right there.
Carpet fiber.
No,
Harley.
No.
Well, it almost sounds like.
How do we digress into Harleys? Let's talk about the Rockabilly Chili.
Because
kickoff.
Of Yuri. Because Russia.
We
got to
talk about.
Russian
we
got to
get that in. And we
got to
get this ride in.
Platform as well.
Alley Cats.
We've only been doing this for like 6 minutes, so we got plenty of time.
Oh,
6 minutes?
A lot
fat,
6 minutes.
Just
how time much? 6 minutes. Real.
Probably because of the solar eclipse yesterday.
I looked into the sun.
We
same.
Just to like get my bearings, but
we
it
all
was
know
it's
a sign from God.
Damn,
MGT
thing.
Told us that
it was bright.
She told us this is a sign from God.
Yeah, looking directly into the sun.
The eclipse is a sign from God. We need to repent.
I wish she would have done it.
Yep.
I think no, she knows what's coming out of her mouth and says it anyway.
Oh, I absolutely guarantee it's all for publicity. She doesn't believe two-thirds of the shit she says is my belief.
I don't believe half the shit I say, but
I don't say anything.
Really dumb shit like that.
It's performance theater. We all know
man,
this.
It's not what you believe. It's how many tickets you sell these days,
right.
Man.
Yeah, for right. sure. Speaking of how many tickets we're going to sell, let's just touch on this this Alley Cat. Just we can always come back to it too. But
yeah.
True.
Brett's here. Hunter's here. This is the thing.
Yeah. It,
we'll have a picture of this on the show notes.
Whoa.
But it's the Green Mile, a 420 Alley Cat, which I assume is on April 20th. Why, by cracky, it is.
Says there something. Yep.
God, it'd be confusing if it wasn't.
Do tell. I mean, is it like an MMI style thing?
That's the idea. We are trying to resurrect some semblance of the MMI. You know, it has been a good long time since this city saw a real messenger style Alley Cat. And, you know, since 420 falls on a Saturday and happenstantially there's a wonderful legal loophole that leaves this wide open as an option. Why not go for it and see if we can kind of build a bridge between the scene that used to be and all these 20-somethings that are running around out there now?
There's 20-somethings out there?
Allegedly. They're going out to alley cats like crazy, man. It's freaking crazy.
Awesome.
It's kind of impressive. We actually had to do the 21 and up because apparently there's like high schoolers getting into this shit all of a sudden.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like we see them at Truly Spoken coming in like with bikes thrashed after the first Fridays.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are pumped about this. So that's kind of cool for what comes next in the scene.
Are these the same kids that don't know the rules to a mosh pit?
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not.
Mosh pitting does have rules.
I know.
Sometimes
the youngsters do not remember.
One of them is don't piss me off.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that. Much.
Sometimes they're broken, and sometimes your shirt is going to get split when I pull you.
There's a little bit of street justice out there if you break the mosh pit rules.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
The first mosh pit that I'd seen in a long time was Robits at the Flat Out Friday party at Fuel. I hadn't seen a mosh pit in a long time where people are actually mosh pitting.
At Daikaiju.
Well, Daikaiju.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we were all there.
X-ray.
That was a long time ago.
It was just like this. That was my birthday underpants ride.
That was like one of the best days of my life.
You're doing it wrong.
Years ago.
Get your ass in there.
Get out there, man. Yeah.
Don't keep hitting me.
Tony.
Hit the people in there.
I mean, this is.
Are you going to the top of the hill already?
I haven't hit the top of the hill.
Top of the hill. Top of the hill, AVB hill.
He's going to be top of the ABV and with the Voodoo Ranger Imperial.
Let's do it.
Whatever the hell that thing is. That's the most boozy.
Harsh. Yeah, these are
stuff. We're fluffing it with hams. Thank you very much.
That was
you can fluff that with your hams, but.
All right, so I digress or did. More of the Green Mile.
Sorry, I jumped into that.
That's all right. It's a bit of a
fluid
free-for-all out here.
Hodgepodge.
It's the name of the game.
After the shenanigans last week, well, this is pretty tame.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the idea is to do a good old-fashioned alley cat. You know, some twists, some turns, some really cool prizes, a bunch of local sponsors, you know.
Looks like it, yeah.
It's, you know, we've tried to do our due diligence and call in all those favors that we've been accruing over these years.
So starting over on Vienna, where
Gathering Place.
I'm like, it's right down the block.
It's literally right there.
Well, we have two breweries within a block of each other here.
No, it sounds like Keefe, but I'm in my head, I'm thinking it's Wells. You know, I'm having that breakaway start.
No, like, that would be cool. And
that was in my head when you're saying the MMI.
And I do think that, you know, maybe... once upon a time, messenger offices might sneak into bonus checkpoints. If you know, you know, and you will be rewarded for that knowledge.
And listening to this, we'll give you these.
But, you know, details to be released on race day. No promises. Yeah.
The only way.
Yep. But, no, the idea is, kind of split the difference between an MMI as well as maybe a little more straightforward just scavenger hunt checkpoint thing.
Sure.
You know, the core of our event is... riding around town, collecting the ingredients you need to roll a joint. And all of the goods that you will need will be furnished by Sense Gifts. You will get a rolling tray, a grinder, papers, tips, lighter, and as many other bits and bobs as we need to create enough checkpoints, as well as an eighth from Three Tall Pines, one of our lovely Wisconsin hemp growers here.
Right,
that's the hemp.
Yeah,
so explain, I mean, the loophole thing, we were Delta 8-ing, then we were Delta 9-ing, and then we were now a new version of Delta 9, but it's not Delta 9 until...
It's not quite Delta 9.
Right, so where do these nuances come in that we can actually get high?
Yep. Off of hemp.
Off of, you know, I mean, I'm a gummy guy, but I don't mind smoking the flower, you know. I'm not a vape guy. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm not such a fan of the cartridges and most of the iterations of vapes myself either.
Vapes give me that, like, smoking a cigarette with the filter on. Just that chemical burn.
Stuffy and chemically and not my cup of tea. But, if you'll indulge me, a brief history lesson.
Please
this
do.
This was all kicked off with the 2018 Farm Bill. And it's one of the only good things that came out of that administration.
Is that the Walker nonsense?
No, that was federal, actually. It got kicked all the way up to the federal.
He who we will not name.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
squeeze the...
I'm squeezing right here, right?
Yeah. I'm multitasking with my brain and my vision.
There, I'll use mechanic hands.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's how you do that. Yeah.
Well, mechanic hands.
It sure does look like... it looks like Bud.
Yeah, it does. It looks like marijuana, for sure.
You know, it quacks like a
smells
duck.
Smells like Bud.
Let's see if it smokes.
Maybe
like
we should smoke the pot.
You know, we could roll one up. I wouldn't be against that at all.
That's got some aromatic aroma.
Yeah. But anyway, so in 2018, the government sponsored and greenlit the first government-backed guaranteed hemp grow. So all the farmers went through a rather lengthy application background check process, got the crops in the ground. Then government got cold feet and was like, oh, never mind. And then all the farmers got together with their lobbyists and were like, hey, guys, you can't pull the rug out from under us like that. So they kicked it all the way up the chain in a very hasty fashion and drew a very firm line in the sand as to what was hemp and what was cannabis. And the only difference between the two is the content of Delta-9 THC. And according to that law, anything under 0.3% Delta-9 THC can technically and federally be considered hemp. And the first iterations we saw of that were your D8 and your D10, your minor cannabinoids, the kind of siblings of Delta-9. Delta-9 is the heavy hitter. That's
sure, the
real one. Delta-8 is most commonly found in sativa, so it's a lighter high. Delta-10, indica, if my memory serves me correctly, a little heavier. We now, in the industry, as long as you're willing to push the gray area and you have a grower that knows his stuff, are focusing on THCA flower in all cannabis or hemp. All forms of THC, THC delta 1 through 11 or 12 or however far it goes, starts off as THCA. And as the plant matures, it naturally decarboxylates into all of the various forms of THC. However, about 30% of cannabis strains, it all stays as THCA, as well as cannabis harvested early. If one was so inclined, you can also harvest cannabis early, flash freeze it, send it out, have it evaluated, have it pass the test, and get it certified. But good growers don't do that. Good growers do their homework and actually breed reliable hemp genetics. So THCA flower is a wonderful, stable, natural thing that is legal until you expose it to over 180 degrees heat. That's when THCA becomes everything else. So, until this is on fire, it's completely legal.
Oh.
After that, less so.
It's well, but then it's ash, so what do you do?
So the evidence is gone, man.
Right? Huh.
So we're towing the line pretty hard.
What would it turn up on a drug test?
You would fail a drug test.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
Yes. You absolutely would fail a urinalysis or hair test as a result of this. Honestly,
God, I never have to do one of those.
Yeah. Fuck all that, man.
Remember, I'm a state employee, okay?
So am I.
Exactly.
Be that as it may.
So, well, this is more. So this is more history and explanation than I've heard.
Yeah, this is actually fantastic.
So you guys know Guy McAwesome over here in the building right next door, Nate?
Yeah, we actually got together with him, and they are one of our sponsors.
So
the RCC will be a part of our lovely event.
He was trying to explain it to me, but he wasn't very good. He was like, sometimes he was like, well, we got it tested and we're supposed to burn all this, but it just seems like a shame to burn it all. So we're just going to like give it to friends and stuff or whatever. It's like they're trying to dial in their, you know, their whatever this is. I think it was just double talk for selling weed to people. But
it smells like weed.
Oh, she gets the job done.
Let's see if she tastes like weed.
It's a double paper.
Right on.
Yeah, it's a little stuffy.
Yeah.
You guys want to go for it? I'll chef something up real quick.
Yeah, let's get rid of this part here.
But, a lot of us stoners are shooting ourselves in the foot by not having taken our chemistry lesson. I mean, I currently work at Sense Gifts on Center Street, and I took that job looking for the most slackery job I could think of. So the fact that homework and a light understanding of chemistry and a minor in legal issues found me anyway is pretty humorous.
Yeah. It's like, you know, Sense on Center
is one of my go-tos that has top papers, and I need my top papers.
Dude, I mean, honestly, There are some contexts, like a good spliff or like a tough to roll joint. Tops is the only way to go.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, all these hemp fibers and this and that. Tops has stood the test of time.
Well, I mean, I know it's like going through
it's like Christmas for Tony over here.
You know, like a cigar shop.
Yeah.
You know, at times, at places where it's like, okay.
Come on.
You don't have Tops. What's the closest thing you have to it? Oh, well, we
Blue,
have this.
Blue Bugle? Or,
No. Well, but they send you in the wrong direction. They send you in the place that ends up being like the rice paper I'd get a spring roll from.
That's not it.
And I'm just like, dude, no. That does not roll right. This is that e-saying, not from a cigarette, man.
Yeah, I didn't want a spring roll, man. I wanted a joint.
Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA.
Yeah, it's like drinking liquor.
Gets a thumbs up from me.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's only 9%.
I mean, it's totally drinkable.
It's a terribly drinkable.
It's barely wine.
Barley wine.
Barley wine.
Oh, barley wine.
Like the thing is, it doesn't taste like it's all alcohol-y, and you just want to slam this shit.
Right? That's the problem.
Man. 100.
Thanks for the new bog.
We only have 3 cans of this, or can't get too destroyed.
If you'll indulge me, a brief messenger story. I've got a little barley wine anecdote for you. So 2017, we hosted the NACCC North American Cycle Courier Conference right here in Milwaukee.
I watched.
And yeah, it was a good time. The
NACCC, that's a sanctioning body right there.
Yeah, Bike Messenger Olympics, man. But anyway, the Pabst Brewing up on the hill there, when they were still there, was lovely enough to host us, and they donated kegs of barley wine as the free beer that charted in over 10%, not understanding what was going to happen when you told bike messengers it was an open bar for barley wine.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was a hell of a night.
That's cool. Some people were hurting.
Yeah, that was a rough day after.
That stuff kicks in hard, man. I used to like it when I was young.
Yeah, because that was at Landmark, an import night.
Okay.
Like one of the last beers left was Old Nick, and it was like just a gnarly barley wine.
Gnarly barley.
Nobody wanted.
Come in at what, like
12.5? Something like that. It was like Malort. I ended up having like, deal with that.
I love Malort.
Sam Adams had that blue bottled, gold leafed barley wine that they sold that was just brutal.
This is weird with the mic on.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, I know. I never had the audio.
It's going to be a weird show note.
We don't have to finish this. It's just the only size joint I know how to roll.
It's a megaphone, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's while we're waiting for the completion of the joint rolling, let's just talk about the sponsors of the Green Mile.
Yeah.
Three Tall Pines,
our lovely hemp growers right out in Plymouth, Wisconsin, doing a fantastic job.
I like Plymouth. That's on the way to Road America.
So it is.
It's an awesome place. The Daily Bird.
Yep. Center Street's favorite coffee shop.
On, they did one of these here on April 1st. So there you go.
Hell yeah.
We Buy Records.
Yep. Another Center Street sponsor.
Nope. Yeah.
Looking out for the community.
Did they buy CDs too, do you think?
Allegedly just records.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, look at, there's a few records. Those are some, those were my dad's records from about,
you know, I might 50 buy years them ago. From you.
Cool.
Some of them actually still have grooves that make music. Some of them look like sandpaper might have been on them or something.
They'll still last longer than CDs, man.
Oh, I tell you what.
Drifting away.
You know, CDs will last longer than MP3s because the next freaking nuclear blast is going to take out all
I thought it was going to be yesterday at 2:08.
Yeah, we were going to like
totally lose. Yes. I see that we're all saved from the rapture.
Yeah, we Hunter's actually, making a contribution.
Yes, we've got a few more sponsors on the books that did not quite slide onto the flyer just due to trying to get it out there.
Right on. So so we're still with Kind Oasis.
Yep, Kind Oasis. Hell yeah.
That weird detail. Truly Spoken. Oh, Kind Oasis.
Oh, yeah. Truly Spoken. That's a clever name for a bike shop, isn't it?
We do try.
Do you remember that was the first bike shop in River West?
Yeah,
back in the olden times when Aton was still actually living in Milwaukee.
We could go back to a previous podcast where we can talk about how Aton used to work for my father-in-law, rest in peace, Larry,
and how
I got my bike back. Remember my belt trap?
All right.
Yeah, you know what?
That shop. Actually,
kind of keeps his
wait. No, it was at the new shop by that time. But
Hunter, are you itching to talk now? Like, I don't talk. I'm not talking.
No, he's just giving me the updated giving some stuff over here. List.
Okay, more sponsors.
All right, I don't know what that one is because I can't read.
So, Left. Can I? That is a lovely cannabis infusion cocktail bar down at Walker's Point.
Yeah. Full bar and coffee
full
bar.
Full bar.
Okay. Any sort of drink your heart could desire.
Sense Gifts, we talked.
Sense
and,
Gifts.
And of course, Fitchburgers, which is the greatest. I wouldn't call it a hardware store as much as a... It's like an eclectic thing.
Yeah.
Variety store.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, records, repairs, whatever.
Yeah, it's
gear
sort
you
of
need.
Weird. It's
and
like,
if I'm not mistaken, Sarah was the Sea Hag in old Brew City Bruisers.
Yep. Oh, nice.
She came off as the Sea Hag.
And just because eclectic things make me very happy, I do need to mention our buddy Sav up in Decorah with his cardboard robot store. Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
There's no way that River West would not embrace a cardboard robot if he said, hey, Greg, why don't you open a cardboard robot in River West? Because it's all the shit you used to like. Estes Rockets. You know,
nice.
To build
Estes
shit with.
Rockets.
Maybe you want to color something. Maybe it's just all sorts of good, old-fashioned shit you did when you were a kid stuff. Yeah. And it's... Kick-ass. Cardboard Robot, Decorah, Iowa. They are on the web. I think it's cardboardrobot.com, probably. Sav, I hate you. You should probably never talk to me again next time I come. That would be very good. Thank you.
Sorry, boys.
No, jeez, fuck. Oh, we got ambiance now.
Who are the other sponsors?
So the other sponsors are, Andre, you want to unlock this one last time? So we'll keep going down the list here.
We buy
records, as stated. Lefty Works, which is a wonderful River West based handmade bike bag and gear company. He's a member of the polo scene, which is a pretty rad thing.
That's something we should get on the show, is some more polo action.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talked about it before the pandemic a few times, but we, by the way, this is our 249th show. We've been doing this for a while.
Man, next week will be 250. Y'all.
Let him finish the list here.
I will.
Never.
Mr.
Never.
Glasses guy.
We're closing in on the end, I swear. Right?
Now he's got the glasses on.
We're you, never actually
all,
derailed.
God, I hope my glasses are in my
Well,
bike.
Let me ask you this. Do you need them to see?
Yeah.
Well, if you took them off, what would happen? Oh, my God, he's blind.
I'm not completely blind, but I have no idea who you are.
Actually look like solar glasses.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I do, obviously, because I
can
know
you. Can
you
see
but,
this right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I can. You give me the fucking thing.
There you go. All right, again with the sponsors. Thank you very much.
So, Lilliput, yet another independent
record store.
Record store, throwing down some cool stuff.
This does not taste illegal at all.
Nope. Fully legal here. we do have a promise of some libations up at the Uptowner. So Stephen will be, attending the bar.
What
with
a
the
great
finest.
Human being that man is.
He's a good guy.
He's often stuff. Commented as being a good.
He was yelling
on this
a
podcast.
Lot yesterday at a bike that we will never work on again. But
okay.
We did go up. We did go up on the roof and watch the eclipse for about a half an hour with a beer or two and
held
some
hands.
Not quite legal.
We haven't talked
this,
about the
not
eclipse.
This legal stuff. We were up there with the others. I love the. But, right. It was good.
Well, shit. Okay, so we got We Buy Records, Lefty Works, Can I, Kind Oasis, Daily Bird, Truly Spoken, Center Street Gift, or Sense Gifts on Center Street, Fishburgers, Three Tall Pines, Rock House. That covers it. Right?
I love some Rock House.
Yeah, we should definitely mention.
You know, we used to be in that building back when we were kind of cool as a bike shop.
Yeah.
Back in my day, we started out this.
I fixed some bikes in that shop.
But Rusty, that's where this show started. But Rusty is the shit for sure.
Yeah.
Also, I heard he has Dead Finger. He has a Dead Finger vinyl, which probably ought to go buy.
If it's the one, oh, shit, I heard it last week. You know, you're just like listening to music in the background, and all of a sudden you're like, wow.
Like all the time.
I know, you know, just, well... In the background, not paying really attention. No. It's like, oh, shit. Wait, I know this song. And it was fucking Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. Like old Cher and crazy shit like that. But it was Dead Finger doing it.
Oh, nice.
And they fucking killed it.
Did you see this right here?
That's what was alarming me. That's why I clinked.
I know it's a different one than it was up there before. I wanted to mount the TV
this is
before
like
the show, but I didn't get to it.
Man.
So I mean, I'm going to take that TV there, slap it on the wall over here.
This is going to end up being like the clown in the corner in Poltergeist.
I think it might just end up on that wall because yeah. like, because that's actually another set over there.
But no one knows.
Just speaking of which, where is Matt Gaetz?
Okay, I get you.
Yeah, but we could put these phallic symbols. Is this
speaking of phallic symbols, where is Matt Gaetz?
He's over there.
Matt Gaetz is on top of the rubber.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Grab him. Show him to the camera.
Yep.
That's Matt Gaetz right there. Or throw him.
He's kind of a fucking child
kind
monster.
Of a star of the show.
I kind of want to put him in a blender like I did.
Yeah, we'll figure out something.
You know you can stick your finger right up his butt right there.
Right up
too.
There.
He would like that. He would like that, I'm certain of it. Well,
I just don't know what poor character. I don't know what poor character
that
is.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, yeah, that's fine. But you got to own it. But, you can't be like, I don't love that.
Early in my radio career as a intern with frickin' Julio.
Julio.
At the great 91.104321.
New Rock.
1021. There we go. I knew I'd
get to it. And he was like, he's like, take the Scooby-Doo character and the Shaggy character and throw them in a blender on the air with like this. And like I did. And it kicked out part of the
thing.
The cloth or whatever the hell it is.
It busted out the glass?
Well, just a piece of it. And it hit him in the face as he's on the air. Jeez. Thinking I like threw it at him.
he should.
Yeah. I'm just like, dude, no, of course not. Who would have thought
that
something bad would have,
Awesome.
It was awesome.
All right. Before you reminisce too far back 30 years ago history. So are we good with sponsors?
Yeah,
and,
I think 100 because of the sponsors and not being too much of a space cadet here.
Okay. Right. We talked about a 1 p.m., which I think is very like, are people coming in from out of town? Like any Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh people or
pre-reg?
Chicago people?
All right. So I can give you the rundown. We're trying to pad the actual start time. So 1 p.m. meetup starts. Manifests are passed out at 2. Event starts at 3. Since there's probably going to be a lot of first-timers to an actual alley cat, we're going to give them time to try to untangle the web we've weaved, as well as ask any questions that may occur to them. So, yeah, 1 p.m. is check-in, registration, ID check, get your shirt, get your stuff, get everything in order. 2 p.m. manifest go out. 3 p.m. is go time. 6 p.m. is finish line at the Uptowner, and awards are at 7.
Right on. I like that it's, you know, like if, so remember the steal is real. It was on a Saturday. And then we started at some ridiculous hour, like 10 a.m. And then we were on the river until 4 a.m. with Zito in a Duffy boat and having a great time. Because he did a 1 year anniversary the day before the steal is real, like a dick. Because everybody was fucking hammered the next day.
Yeah.
And it turned into a shit show, and I never did another one because people complained too much. So you know what?
Checks out.
Fuck off. That's why we're not doing another steal is real.
Why'd you bring up Zito?
Or we might do it.
Well, the MMI was
or
in
we
the air.
Might yeah, do
this
it.
This is why.
Okay.
Somewhat.
I remember
sitting at JMO's with him on some MMI stops in the past. It's like, why are we doing it here? He's like, well, why wouldn't you do it here?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there was a logic you have to just kind of match after a bit.
We should be able to.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah. And, yeah.
All right. You know what? I want to mention two other things before we stop this nonsense.
Since we're way over.
Stop it. We started at like 6 after, so we're.
I suppose there's one thing I can mention about the race real quick.
Oh, okay.
There's only 25 Von Munn's shirts, so get there early.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Von Munn's has been gracious enough to agree.
You did not start with that?
I didn't. I forgot.
No, I think
we
it's
saved
no.
the best
no,
for
no,
last.
No, no, no. Bury it at the end where
you
nobody
know,
will hear
gotta
it.
You got to listen,
I got to get there to be number 24.
This is the. Yeah.
There's Von Munn's design shirt.
Limited run Von Munn's design shirts.
Blue Leader.
Jesus
no
God, that's
available.
Unbelievable. That's fucking unbelievable.
Yep. We tried to do our homework,
that,
man.
That yeah. is.
There you go. That's right there. That's worth the price of admission.
Oh, and yeah. then some.
You get a bag of herb, a Von Munn's shirt, and a hell of an afternoon. What more do you want from a Saturday, man?
Blowjob, maybe.
Well.
So
come on. Oh, this show has gone straight
sorry,
down.
Honey. I'm sorry, honey. I smoke some legal smoke. You know what? If you listen to the show, you know what you're going to get anyway. So after 249 of these things, it really hasn't changed that much. Okay, so two real quick things. May 4th, Osage, Iowa, May Day Mayhem is going to be the bomb. You fuckers.
What?
Should go.
No, I'm
going to go. I have registration for the River West 24.
Make Damien do it.
Yep, yep.
What?
Or someone.
I mean, he's got to be there.
Who is going to sleep out overnight?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm going
to
go to.
I spent a lot of nights next to you.
I've slept out every year, dude.
Yeah, I only got in the tail end. Right. But
I delivered
PAPS. Notwithstanding Tony and his, you know, obligation to get the team registered, this is a great event. It's a clunker event, single speed, coaster break. Otherwise, don't bring it. And their trails are awesome. There's only a few sketchy sections where having a coaster break is like super intimidating and the trees come up really fast. Other than that, it's along the Cedar River. There's about, I don't know, 60, 80 feet of elevation. So it kind of goes up and down and up and down and up and down over the
undulation.
Yes, it undulates.
You're
a correct, sir.
Do the trees come up
occasional
fast?
Occasional mic sits.
When you're riding a coaster break, or do they come up? Oh, fucking fast.
No, they're slacky.
Fast. That's okay.
What I mostly hate. Slacky.
Because on a coaster, that can be freaking harrowing.
I know. What I hate about a coaster brake is, like, I want to reset my feet. But I always have to go forward to do it. I, you know, which means you're going faster then instead of slower.
You're so in your head on a clunker. It's fucking, it's crazy,
but
man.
I love
it. I'm just like,
it's a blast.
It's fun. No,
it's here's one more tip on the clunker thing. Do not have thick slicks on your clunker. You're going to want some tread.
That seems
those
like
things
sense.
Suck so bad on ice. I can't even tell you how bad they suck on ice.
They're not made for ice.
Tony's a witness. I've ridden those things everywhere, and then suddenly ice is going to put me on the ground.
Ice puts everyone on.
You know what I don't like about ice? That.
Everything puts everything on ice.
All right, and the other thing is, this is the last thing, and then we'll probably maybe stop talking. September 20th to September 22nd, Levis Mounds, Wisconsin, up there near Black River Falls, is both Single Speed Wisconsin and Gnome Fest 20-some thousandth, whatever the fuck it is, thing.
That's two weeks after my birthday.
It is. If you haven't ridden Levis, it's one of the best-kept secrets in the Midwest. It's awesome. Yeah. Plus, there will be about 200 people camping there.
Fun
and stuff. So this Green Mile business is right up the same vein.
It absolutely is.
As going there to Levis Mounds.
I'm gonna throw this in real quick before the show's over, but I actually watched somebody.
You always have to have the last word.
Yep. I watched someone, we are not gonna say his name, but he's been on the show, who cooked a pound of bacon in 2 pounds of butter at the Gnome Fest.
Why is that a bad idea?
It's not.
No.
Frying up MCs like a pound of bacon?
First of all, you know what I can eat? I can eat bacon.
I'm going to tell you right off the bat.
I can eat butter. You know what I can't eat? Anything bread.
I will tell you right off the bat.
I need to be a protein guy.
It was pretty delicious.
The way it worked.
It was pretty delicious.
All right. Fuck you guys. That's all this. That's all
we got. Fuck you guys. I'm going home.
Unless our guests have something else to say. Otherwise, it's.
We'd love to thank you for your time, both you guys and the listeners out there. This was awesome.
And you can tell Chewy to go fuck himself, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what we should do?
After party at Uptowner.
Oh.
After party at Uptowner.
Towner.
Party at Uptowner.
We should get everybody that listens to the show just to say, fuck you, Chewy.
That'd be awesome.
You know how he can't do it? Because he doesn't have technology.
Right.
I got it. Because we should do that. Oh, by the way, maybe I'll put this in for next week. A lot of people called in that couldn't make the show and said, thanks, guys, you fucking rule.
Nice. That's cool.
I know. I'll put him in the thing next week and whatever.
Yeah. All right.
They can stroke our ego.
Bunch of stoners.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Bye. Where guys suck. Off, thank you.
Good night. Let's kick some stoner ass.